Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. You win a white knuckler on Friday night, then you blow out the Tigers yesterday. Terry, this is nice to be sitting here on a Sunday talking about a potential sweep, about a ball club. As you said before, you've got to start beating this team, and you really have.
Yeah, they've certainly knocked us around, and you know, like you said, the first night was a really close, well-played game. Yesterday, we jumped out to a lead, and then we added on to it, which is a great formula for winning. Now, easier said than done, but we did a really good job. And with Corey pitching, I thought it was even more important because he's thrown so many of those 2-1 games to give him a cushion where if he makes a pitch like he did to Saltalamacchia where he hits a home run, it doesn't cost him a game. It was just an earned run late in the game. Because Corey really pitched good. He threw strikes. He threw all his pitches. He pitched in. He used his breaking ball. Again, it's two in a row now. I mean, Tomlin really set the table, and then Corey backed it up.
You know, I don't know if it's perception or reality, but in the past, it's almost felt like the Tigers felt like at some point they were going to find a way to win. For whatever reason, they seem to have the Indians' number. When you come in here and beat them twice and bang them around yesterday, does it help even the psyche of your ball club?
Well, I think, Hammy, we tried to have everything help our psyche. I don't care what it is, but even if it's breakfast, I mean, that's our duty is to help it make our guys feel better. Now, these guys they're not going to go away. There's too many guys over there who have been playing too long. But you make a good point. They have beat us in a number of ways, whether it's beat us early, come back and beat us, and we needed to stop that. I mean, my goodness, we play them 18 or 19 times. We're going to have to find a way to beat these guys. And at least we've started out on a good foot. We got a long way to go, but it's better than getting beat up.
And how about Yan Gomes? Maybe it hasn't translated in the early going when you looked at his numbers, but Tito, his swing, and he has just looked better dating back to day one of spring training.
I agree. And I know the last week or so his average had dipped a little bit, but he stays healthy, he's going to be just fine. I mean, you know, catchers probably more so than any other position players, they do have the dips in their batting average because they catch and they get beat up and they have other responsibilities. But he's also sitting back there able to hit that home run. And that was a big swing yesterday. To go from 3-0 to 6-0 in one swing really changed that game.
When you think about it, and you having been a position player and know how tough hitting is, are you amazed sometimes that catchers can be good hitters based on what you just said, how badly they must feel at times?
I think the catchers that do hit, I think, are amazing athletes and are better hitters than we realize. Because, I mean, just the fact that you're squatting the whole game, I mean, your attention is so divided. You know, I know we talk so much about when you're in the field, you know, play the field. But when you're an outfielder, you can think a little bit. And as a catcher, man, you are dialed in on that pitcher, or at least you better be. And then even in between innings, sometimes you're babysitting that pitcher. And then when it's your turn to hit, you take off all your gear, put it on. It amazes me. I can imagine at night catchers are just exhausted.
Speaking of outfielders, Michael Brantley, any news?
He played again last night. He did real well. Feels good. So what we're going to do now is he's going to fly to Minnesota. He'll meet us there. He'll get there tonight like we do. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll meet with the medical people, and we'll sit and we'll kind of map out what we want to do in the next couple of days. And he'll have a big voice in this. But all things are really pointing to him being okay, which is good. We just got to sit down with him and talk to him.
And I'm guessing, Terry, when you have that kind of a meeting, somebody's going to lose a spot on this ball club. Does that come into play as to, hey, look, when we get Michael back, he's got to be able to play most days?
Well, and not to the point where you're trying to make Michael feel guilty, because that's not – I mean, he's our left fielder. But you have to be realistic, too. When you get somebody back, you got to be able to play enough because, like you said, they won't let us take an extra roster spot. So, I mean, having Michael back even at, like, 2 out of 3 days is well worth it. But you just got to make sure that not only can we do that, but that we're not putting him in a position where after a week it's starting to hurt again. That's not fair to him, and we don't want to do that.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Tigers, and the finale comes your way next on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.